Times are challenging right now in Chicago, but True Green knows that the grass will get greener. You may be spending more time enjoying your lawn this season than ever before, and True Green can help make your lawn happy, healthy, and weed-free. Call 866-967-6048 or go to truegreen.com/radio to receive 50% off your spring application. That's 866-967-6048 or go to truegreen.com/radio. At True Green, we'll take care of your lawn. You take care of you.
Hi, Dan Bernstein here. During these scary, trying times due to the spread of the coronavirus, I'm sure restoration's pretty low on your to-do list, but let's look at a little silver lining here. With most people working from home, what better time to give your house a little attention? So next time you get up to grab a snack, check your basement, check your sump pump, check your garage. Do a quick once-over to make sure there isn't any mold lingering around. Good news, if you find anything, my friends at Aloha Restoration are ready to step up and help. They're professional, responsible, and fast. Don't wait. Give Aloha Restoration a call at 847-865-5664. That's 847-865-5664, or visit Aloha Restores.
You work hard for your money. You should be rewarded for that. That's why so many people are switching to Consumers Credit Union. Member-owned, Consumers offers tremendous advantages, like earning up to 5.09% APY for doing things you're likely already doing. Plus, you can use any ATM anywhere, and Consumers refunds the fees. It's no wonder Consumers Free Rewards Checking is recognized as one of the best high-yield checking accounts nationwide. Account qualifications apply. Signing up is a breeze at myconsumers.org. Consumers Credit Union. Federally insured by NCUA.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, our radio.com sports station, WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago. The
Score! Herbie, we have a crazy show in store for the people today. Let's go.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2, on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Previously on The Lawrence Holmes Show.
Jason Goff does an incredible job hosting Bulls pre and post.
I wouldn't sacrifice my family or you for an NBA season. I wouldn't sacrifice any of you for a sport. But, you know, there are people who get their source of income from this sport, and they have bills to pay as well, and it's tough. So you're the bad guy if you say, yeah, I don't want my people to get sick because I had to go back to work. But you're also the bad guy, I guess, if you say, yeah, the people who aren't as blessed as I am or in a fortunate enough position to be financially secure, yeah, you can let them drift in the wind as well. It's a tough time for everybody, and a lot of tough decisions are being made. I just hope that we're as respectful of this virus as possible, because as my man KG says, when you don't take your opponent seriously, your opponent then becomes serious.
Make me a bicycle, clown!
It was great to have Jason Goff on the show yesterday. We teamed up and did some TV last night, too, which was a lot of fun with our buddy Adam Hoge and Cap. Welcome in. I'm here with you until 2 o'clock. Today's show is, as I was putting the show together, I was like, oh, this is going to be one of those shows. Here's what I mean. We're going to drift from serious to absurd to serious to absurd to serious. Like, throughout the show today, between the 2 hours that I have to hang out with you, we've got a show that's got a little bit of everything in it, and I'm really happy that Herbie put the show together the way that he did. Here are my guests for today. At 1 o'clock, I'm going to have a conversation with Jim Rooney. He is Dan Rooney's son. Dan Rooney is the guy who created the Rooney Rule. We are going to talk about the Rooney Rule. In the 1 o'clock hour, I'm going to spend time with Jim talking about it, and I have some things that I want to say about the rule, so we'll do that. 12:40, Kelly Crandall, who works for Race Mag and the Racing Writers podcast, and her stuff is carried in USA Today, she was one of four media members that was allowed into Darlington, and I wanted to ask her some questions about NASCAR and what it was like covering that race, and they're getting ready for another race tonight, so that's cool. At 12:20, we're going to talk with Kenny Lattimore. Those of you who know Kenny Lattimore, you know him. But those of you who didn't, you were introduced to Kenny Lattimore in episode 10 of The Last Dance. as Michael Jordan's hype music, which is completely antithetical to what usually is happening when you're listening to Kenny Lattimore's music. But we'll talk to him coming up in a few minutes. I'm very much looking forward to talking with him about his relationship with MJ and what it was like to have one of his songs be a part of that documentary, and knowing that he was listening, proudly listening to that before he went to take care of business. But I want to start with some of the serious, and there's some good news and some bad news in here. For all of us that are sports fans, there's some good news and some bad news in here. I ran across this morning. I was reading Pro Football Talk. I usually check in there once a morning, and Florio, I know he was on the station a little bit earlier, he wrote a piece about a study that's gone on in Korea that might help to exacerbate getting sports back. And the idea is that if it's starting to look like that if you've had COVID-19, that you might have an immunity to it. It's starting to look that way. That's really good news for leagues that have had players that have already had it, knowing that they can't or hopefully can't be reinfected or infect other people after a certain point. Florio referenced a story on NBC Nightly News, so I was like, why don't I just go and find that Nightly News with Lester Holt, and I did. So I wanted to share it with you, since the reporting and there's actual scientists and doctors in here that can explain all of this a little bit better. That'll be the good news, and there's some bad news on the other side. But this is Lester Holt, Tom Costello, talking about a study in Korea that might be good news for sports fans.
If you've had the coronavirus and recovered, can you get it again or even give it to others? Tonight, research out of South Korea, one of the countries most successful in fighting the virus, indicates the answer to both questions is no. The findings also shedding light on the question of immunity. It's where we start tonight with NBC's Tom Costello.
It's the kind of good news development that researchers have been hoping for. Preliminary findings from the South Korean Centers for Disease Control suggest patients who recovered from COVID-19 but then tested positive for the virus again were not infectious and were not spreading the virus to others. 447 South Koreans tested positive a second time, but those virus traces appeared to be dead, not alive. Could it be an indication of immunity?
I think it's a little too soon to take that and say that we know for sure that people have immunity, but we have seen that people do mount a pretty good immune response to this, and we haven't yet seen reinfection. So I think taken together, that is encouraging.
It felt like what I thought was one of the worst flus I'd ever had.
Back in early February, Erin Kirk Evans, her kids and husband, all became very sick. Now, after recently testing positive for the antibodies, she knows it was COVID-19, which means she could have some protection.
It just felt like this empowering feeling that I can no longer live in the fear of it and the uncertainty of what it's going to do to my body or my kids or my husband.
In South Korea, the findings have convinced health experts to loosen some quarantine restrictions. NBC's Kelly Kobiea is in Seoul.
They're greeting this new report here with optimism. It means officials will no longer require recovered COVID patients to test negative before being released from quarantine. And it comes just as high school seniors are headed back to school for the first time in weeks.
And it could be critical in hard-hit U.S. states, since early testing suggests 1 in 5 New Yorkers has antibodies for COVID-19, but many never knew they were sick.
Having the antibodies does not automatically mean immunity, but the South Korean report is further evidence that people who have recovered and do have antibodies may be able to return to work without fear of infecting others.
All right, that's good news, and that's from NBC Nightly News, that maybe there is some sort of, there is some immunity to people who have already had the virus. That's really good news, because you're sitting there wondering, okay, well, if I've had it, would I be reinfecting other people? And it looks as if the virus still kind of sheds out of the body and you'll still test positive. But if you've already had it, it looks like after a period of recovery, you're not going to be infectious to anyone else. Preliminary studies, But you know how it is with sports fans right now. We're trying to figure out how to get our games back, and this is a step in that direction. Now let me give you the bad news as it pertains specifically to baseball. Baseball was a part of a gigantic study. I think it was the biggest study to date when it came to COVID-19 response. There were 10,000 people inside of baseball, and it was everyone. It was players. It was front office people. It was people who work around the team. There were 10,000 people who were tested for COVID-19 and COVID-19 antibodies. And when the test results came out, a lot of people were like, oh, it's good that there aren't a lot of people who have had coronavirus. But the truth is, it's kind of bad that there aren't that many that had coronavirus. And here are the numbers. So they had a bunch of tests that weren't readable or people didn't get back to them. So they ended up with 5,754 tests that were performed for COVID-19 antibodies. And 60 of the people who were tested had them. And the researchers who had put the study together thought that they were pulling from a big pool, and that big pool was going to bring back a lot more numbers, and it would have been more of a victory if there had been more people who had already survived COVID-19 and had these antibodies. So there's still a long way to go on the antibody front when it comes to baseball and them trying to put together a scenario where players don't get infected and enough of them don't get infected that the league itself has to shut down. So there's a little bit of good news and a little bit of bad news when it comes to this, that those doctors were expecting a larger number. I know that you've probably been doing the same thing I have. I got sick after the Super Bowl, and I'm obviously like I'm fine now. Like, I don't have any issues right now, so I'm not someone that would be in line to get tested. But the symptoms that I had around the Super Bowl are exactly what I've seen with COVID. And I'm wondering, like a lot of people, was I one of those people that wasn't that affected by COVID? I took a day off from work. Like, when I got back from Tampa from Miami, and remember, I mean, that's a hot spot. Like, you had all these people in the convention center, and when I got back, like, I felt horrible. Took the next day off. I think I came back into work the Monday after the Super Bowl, but I didn't feel right for about 2 weeks. And my colleagues will tell you, like, I was keeping McNeil and Parkins like out of the air studio before I cleaned it every day because I didn't know what was going on with me, and Danny had just had his son, so I wanted to make sure that the place had been wiped down. Like, these are the things that I think that all of us that have even had an inkling that we might have had coronavirus are wondering about and hoping that if we had already gone through it, and there are a lot of people who have it who don't even have symptoms, that we have this immunity. It leads to discussions about a bunch of other stuff too, like the idea of a immunity pass and how we might end up in some sort of weird caste system between who's immune and who's not immune. But from the sports standpoint, I just wanted to play that so I could give you a heads up and let you know that if you're someone that is craving your sports, the more that we find out about what the disease does after people have already had it is a good indicator on whether or not we're going to get team sports back. We're seeing some of the individual sports be able to make their journey back, and I think that golf has a really great chance of sticking around. I know it's not everyone's cup of tea. I'm trying to get myself into NASCAR. Like, it's got some elements that I already like, so I'm trying to get into it and see what it's about. And I've been watching the KBO in the morning. Like, that's been my companion on the treadmill, is watching KBO, and I actually really, really like it. But I kind of like KBO before that. But I just wanted to share that. You can do some digging on your own on this, but it struck me as being something that is a step in the right direction. And at this point, we need all the little tiny steps that we could get when it comes to trying to get sports back. So as I said, today's show is going to be weird because we just had like a really serious topic, right? Like super serious. It's exactly what we're dealing with day in and day out with coronavirus and sports and trying to get sports back. And what are our, what's the new normal? The next segment is going to be rather ridiculous. Why? Because we're going to talk with Kenny Lattimore, he of The Last Dance, he of Michael Jordan's hype music. And if you're an old R&B fan, you know what Kenny Lattimore's music was all about. We'll talk with him next here on The Score.
Mully and Hall, Chicago's sports morning show.
Peter Gammons.
If they end up not playing the rest of this year, this is not 94-95. Cal Ripken ain't walking back through that door again. To a sport that is declining, I mean, they have a chance to do what could be irreparable damage.
Mully and Hall, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is Andrew Bogish with a Radio.com Sports Minute. There is no doubt the NFL has an issue hiring non-white males for its most important jobs on and off the field, which is why yesterday's improvements to the Rooney Rule, which is supposed to address those issues, are good ideas. But the fact remains that owners need some kind of system, some kind of inducement to fairly hire the right man or woman for a job. And somehow, most are missing the irony of these very owners agreeing on the rules that will keep them from being lazy and or ignorant the next time they have a vacancy to fill. The Rooney Rule is all good intentions, and it's helped multiple men get top jobs. But by now, it should be closer to being unnecessary, not strengthened, because there still aren't enough minority coaches in the NFL. I'm Andrew Bogish.
Nature Valley Sweet and Salty Bars. I love it when they have these new ones in. I love the oats and honey, but the fact that we've got the salty and sweet, let's get it, Nature Valley!
Concerned about COVID-19? Innovative Express Care offers virus testing in our tent at our Lincoln Park Clinic. We also have the COVID-19 antibody test. For more information, visit InnovativeExpressCare.com. That's InnovativeExpressCare.com. We take insurance.
We're all looking for a little assistance adjusting to our new lives at home. ComEd can help. Through the CARE Financial Assistance Program and flexible payment options, we'll try to find a financial assistance solution that works for you. We're also suspending disconnections and waiving any new late charges through at least June 1st. If your service has already been disconnected, please call us at 800-334-7661. ComEd, let's power through this together.
Times are challenging right now in Chicago, but True Green knows that the grass will get greener. You may be spending more time enjoying your lawn this season than ever before, and True Green can help make your lawn happy, healthy, and weed-free. Call 866-967-6048 or go to truegreen.com/radio to receive 50% off your spring application. That's 866-967-6048 or go to truegreen.com/radio. At True Green, we'll take care of your lawn. You take care of you.
You work hard for your money. You should be rewarded for that. That's why so many people are switching to Consumers Credit Union. Member-owned, Consumers offers tremendous advantages, like earning up to 5.09% APY for doing things you're likely already doing. Plus, you can use any ATM anywhere, and Consumers refunds the fees. It's no wonder Consumers Free Rewards Checking is recognized as one of the best high-yield checking accounts nationwide. Account qualifications apply. Signing up is a breeze at myconsumers.org. Consumers Credit Union. Federally insured by NCUA.
A message from your locally owned AMCO Transmissions and Total Car Care Center. We're open and ready to help solve your vehicle repair needs. While we have your car, employees will wear gloves and sanitize the interior of the car upon completing our service. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup. Call 1-800-GO-AMCO for a location near you. That's AAMCO. AMCO, transmissions and a whole lot more.
While hopefully you're all staying safe and healthy, many of you are probably at home now. You can use some of the time to spring clean, which brings me to that old car just taking up space in your garage. The time has come to get rid of it. When you donate your car to Cars for Kids, it can live on by giving kids a chance to succeed. And it can all be done in the comfort of your home. Thousands of people have experienced the ease and convenience of donating to Cars for Kids. No need to go out or do anything in person. You don't even have to be at your car when it's picked up. In an era when everything is just a few clicks away, donating a car should be no different. Go to carsforkids.com and donate with a click of a button or call 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. They'll send someone.